The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us? We who bore the day's burden and the heat?" He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I'm not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you remember what you wanted to be when you were little? No one remembers that? Come on, at least a few. Do you guys know what you want to be when you grow up? Don't worry about it. We all had different ideas depending on the time and day. When I was little, second grade or so, my cousins and I, we wanted to be garbage men. Anybody else want to hang off the back of the truck? As I grew up, I wanted to be a sports writer. Now, the closest I got to that was 1 year I was the editor for the seminarian quarterly newsletter. I would go out to alumni and bishops and benefactors. And like most newsletters, they were kind of boring, and so I added a sports page. Problem was, we didn't have any sports teams, but nothing ever turns out as simply as we think. You know, when we're children, we think in straight lines. We move easily from A to B. As adults, we learn that life never grows in a straight line. It meanders all over the place. Not many of us here could have imagined that we're doing what we're doing now. Even the most type A personality cannot forecast the future, cannot forecast what we'll be doing or where we'll be. We're never totally in control of life. Certainly, we're not in control of the outcome. For Paul, life means Christ. He could never have foreseen or chosen all the things that happened to him. The Damascus event, all his travels, all the communities that he founded, his martyr's death. Paul knew that life is not predictable. But he also knew that it wasn't a free fall either. Eventually, Paul chose the things that would lead him home to God. He chose the things that would get him closer and closer to Christ. Now, it began with a question. I'll end with a question. No one can predict what we'll be doing or where we will be in the future. Not even a year from now. No one knows. But we can choose today the things that influence us today. What we can choose today is that which will influence the kind of people we will be. So what do you choose to lead you home to God? What do you choose to come closer to Christ?